The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the show today. Dr. Yardley, we seem to live in a society, in a world where there's a pill for everything. Pills to bring you up, pills to bring you down, pills to get rid of your pain. And I don't think that that's your orientation.
No.
At the Yardley Institute.
Now, we talk about hypering the hypo and hypoing the hyper.
What does that mean?
In other words, what that means is most disease processes can be described as a system or part working harder or faster than it should.
Right.
Or not working faster, like an underactive thyroid.
Okay.
Or an overactive thyroid.
Sure.
You see. And so what we mean is you're taking usually a drug or a chemical or a man-made chemical to slow things down or speed things up.
And is that where we want to be, in your view, as a person? Do we want to be, you know, living with chemicals our whole life if we can avoid it?
If we have no choice, that may be the best option. But as a general rule, at least my clinical experience has been, oftentimes it's some system, some control system within the body that's compromised. And so we seek to find out if there's a compromised brain-body connection that may be feeding into that.
And then that allows the body, hopefully, to heal itself.
If that's indeed the cause, yes.
Okay, so now you probably, knowing you, you probably have some great case studies, some examples of people who have actually experienced, who have been dealing with like depression mm-hmm. or a personality change, and the Yardley Institute was able to help them?
Well, there's two areas where we see that. First of all, the more common area are people that develop depression, maybe bipolar disorder, manic depression, that kind of thing. When they end up in the office, all that they're doing, what they are doing for it is taking medication to control it.
Right.
And usually when the body, we deal with the body trying to heal itself, it's generally under the control systems of the brain and the brainstem, causing healing in the rest of the body. But this is an unusual situation because what's not working right now is the brain itself. And so you'll find that there is a cascade effect that occurs in the upper part of the neck. When there's a compromise mechanically going on in there, you'll find that it can start tweaking brain chemistry in an adverse way. So we find that when we reconnect it, then that chemistry begins to start balancing out. Now, the second group of people that have undergone major trauma, brain-injured people are good examples of this. Mm-hmm. And with them, we see personality disorders, anger issues. You start correcting that brain-body connection, and many of the stuff starts dialing down. It starts improving. In fact, we've got a couple of cases here. Okay. The first one was a 63-year-old female that came in with a group of things, not the least of which was the fact that she was dealing with depression. And she described that depression as being just not her usual self. Now, she had dealt with cancer recently. She had dealt with moving recently, and all that seemed to feed into it.
Sure.
So anyway, we corrected the brain-body connection, and she reported within a very early part of the care about 20% improvement in the depression, and then that quickly jumped up to a 50% improvement, and more recently, she reports that she just does not have any depression when she's in adjustment. When her brain-body connection is intact, depression is a non-issue, and if she gets depression, it's usually an indication that her brain-body connection has been compromised.
So what's going on with that? Are you unleashing by lining up the skull, the brain, with the spine, are you unleashing the body's natural processes in this kind of case to compensate?
Well, really, you know, if you look at the brain itself, there are just millions of chemical changes going on every mm-hmm. minute, every second, every
sure.
day. And the amazing thing is it does it so well. And just one of those chemical changes gets out a little bit, and then, you know, things don't work right. And those chemical changes just don't happen by themselves. There's a control system within the body that monitors and makes that happen. And if there's a compromised brain-body connection, then it's very possible that those chemical changes are not tweaking the way that they're supposed to, simply because of that mechanical deformation.
You have another case that you wanted to share here in the little time we have
left. Yeah, this case was a little different. This particular case came to us with a whole list of problems, including GERD and other things. You know, she probably would have said she didn't have depression, but she didn't, so long as she took medication. And she had been medicating herself for this for over 15 plus years.
Long time to be on meds for depression.
It really was. And I think for her, this was a surprise because 30 days into her care, after getting her brain-body connection reconnected, she reported depression was doing 50% better.
Wow.
30 days down the road, which was 60 days into the care, it was amazingly doing 80% better. And another 30 days or 90 days into the care, now it was 100% better.
So did she go off the meds?
Apparently so, yeah.
With the blessing of her doctor?
Exactly. Certainly not under our direction. We leave that to the treating physician who's prescribing it.
Okay, so essentially what you did is you helped unleash her body's ability to heal itself, and then as she got better, she did go back to her traditional physician, mm-hmm. and under that person's direction, she was able to get off the medications?
Yes, that's correct.
That's an amazing change.
Mm-hmm. And we get people coming in, and they can tell if they're out of adjustment because they start seeing the old symptoms returning, which doesn't happen. I mean, we have people holding their adjustments 3 to 6 years. Our record is 9.5 years. So our goal is to create the kind of correction that's going to hold and hold for long periods of time.
If this sounds good to you, if it sounds intriguing to you, if you want to see whether or not the Yardley Institute can help you, here's what you do. You should call right now because you can set up an appointment, a personal appointment with Dr. Yardley, and you'll get a series of tests. They're painless, right?
Yes.
Non-invasive.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're going to try and determine is whether or not they have the ability to help you. Here's the number. You're going to want to write it down, 866-529-1105. Here's the number again, 866-529-1105. Again, 866-529-1105. You can also find out more about the Yardley Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives, Naturally, coming up next. This is AM 770, The Truth.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Dr. Yardley, we've talked a lot about different conditions, things that your procedure can assist with making people feel better, whether it's neck pain or fibromyalgia or trigeminal neuralgia, I can now say it.
Yes, you can.
Or any number of other conditions.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get asked, and I'm sure you do too, when we get phone calls, it's that people say, well, if I go down to the Yardley Institute with a given condition, what are the recommendations I'm going to encounter? What's the experience going to be like? So I thought, let's take a couple of minutes and talk about what happens when somebody walks into the Yardley Institute.
Well, you know, that reminds me, I am going to answer that, but that reminds me of a question I was asked just this past week, and it comes up periodically where a person says, well, does everyone have a compromised brain-body connection? And the answer is no, but by the time they get to our institute, many do.
Sure.
And the reason is because they've been to all these other practitioners, and if they're going to solve it, it's already solved, they never arrived to our office. So by the process of elimination, many but not everyone does. So we don't accept everyone for care, and not everyone has a compromised brain-body connection.
You don't accept everybody for care?
No. If they don't have a compromised brain-body connection, we may try and recommend that if they've got some issues, try this or try that. We will build on our 34 years of experience at what other things have worked and try and guide them in a direction where they may be able to get better help, but it may not be our institute.
Okay, so I come walking into the Yardley Institute. Tell me what happened.
So the first step is to find out what's going on. So you meet with the doctor. We sit down, discuss things. You kind of give me a background of what you're looking for, what you most want to see help with as a result of coming to the Institute. That's one key question you'll be asked. We'll have you we'll ask that in writing, and then we're also going to discuss it with you in detail. And at that point then, after we've explained just briefly what it is we do, then we're going to go through a series of tests, none of which will hurt, none of which are invasive. You don't need to disrobe for any of them at all. And what this does, the series of tests, which are quite fun to go through, it's a series of metrics. It's a series of measurements that allow us to determine, is there a compromised brain-body connection or not? If there's not, then that kind of ends the discussion. If there is, then at that point in time, we may recommend further testing. And so what we do then is we get a complete evaluation and we schedule a time where we sit down and basically we go over what our findings are and we propose a solution. Twists, no arms, totally up to you what you want to do with it at that point in time. Some opt to go no further beyond that visit. Many actually decide to move ahead with it, usually because they've got help nowhere else. And so when we do accept a case for care, we use the series of metrics on a visit-by-visit basis to determine if and how to manage the case. Also, periodically, we do an evaluation, what we call a progressive evaluation. And what this is a series of more in-depth tests and a rating where you can go through and rate this is improved, that's improved, this is not improved. So we can see if we're getting the job done, if we're heading in the right direction, if things are progressing the way that we're supposed to.
So it sounds like when you talk about metrics and you talk about these different tests, it sounds really quite scientific. What you're doing is very grounded, reality-based. Here's where you are now, and then a month later, here's where you are today. So you're taking a snapshot of where the patient is as they go through your process.
Frank, this is true far more than you realize. It's very measurement-based, even down to our measurements on our x-rays. We're measuring degrees, very, very detailed, very detailed. Our goal really is to create a situation ultimately where a person's brain-body connection is intact and remains intact for years. And we have cases holding their corrections for 3 to 6 years. I had a lady in just this past week, and she'd been holding for I don't know. I think she'd been holding for 3.5 years. Her husband had been holding for 2.5 years, and he wasn't too happy that she'd been holding longer than he had. But, you know, that's the way it goes with couples. Our record is actually just shy of 10 years.
So now when you correct the brain and body connection, does that help the muscles of the upper body and the neck? Does it help them strengthen so that you hold that position?
Yeah, actually, usually by the time people get to us, their compromised position or the compromised posture is the body's adaptation to an abnormal situation. So once we correct that, that begins to change for most people. You know, older people tend to have their heads forward and their shoulders rounded. They start getting these humps in the back.
Yes.
These things begin to change. And people start becoming more active and experiencing a better quality of life as a result of that.
It's amazing. So is there any other part of the process that we've left out?
I don't think so. I think I will say that we partner with our practice members.
Does that mean?
That means we want them to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. We want them to be able to make that decision for themselves based on the information that we give them. So there is an educational process that's not too detailed and not too lengthy, but an important part of them partnering with us so that together we can get the results that we're both looking for.
And let's be really clear. You're not talking about curing a thyroid condition, curing kidney stones, curing neck pain. You don't cure anything.
That's correct. The body heals itself. We simply facilitate that, make it possible for it to do it where it couldn't do it before.
How's that sound to you? Pretty good, I bet. Sounds good to me. Why don't you check it out? You can find out if, in fact, you are a candidate for the Yardley Institute and what they do. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally coming up. Sit tight. It's AM 770, The Truth.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
We are here. Welcome back. We are going to be talking to one of Dr. Yardley's clients here in just a second. Valita. What can you tell me about Valita, Dr. Yardley?
Well, you know, I love every patient that I get the chance to take care of. Some are just a little bit more special for different reasons. And Valita is just one of those people. She travels from Vashon Island and has done for years. I've taken care of her probably well over 10 years. And I remember at one point she was going to retire to Brazil. And I could see her sitting on the Brazilian beach, you know, sipping on a margarita or whatever it is they make down there. And anyway, but her one problem was she didn't have anyone down there that could take care of her. So, you know, she kind of proposed that maybe I could go down there with her and part of her baggage. Of course, I'm married with kids, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, she was – and I keep teasing her about that.
Why don't we get her on the line here and chat with her? Valita, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Dr. Yardley is here, too.
Hi, Valita.
Hello, Dr. Yardley.
He's ready to go to Brazil with you, Valita.
Well, I'll go if he'll go.
Valita,
somebody's got to keep me walking.
Well, talk to me about that. That's very fascinating to me that you would say somebody's got to keep me walking. What was your condition? What were you suffering from before you went to see Dr. Yardley?
I've been afflicted for years with sciatic pain, which sometimes would go into spasms. Spasms that would put me down wherever I was. And often making it impossible to walk until they passed. And even when there were no spasms, and eventually they did go away, it was just raw pain. I had to teach myself not to look at my hand when I took it out of my pocket looking for blood. There is no blood. It just feels like it. It was so raw. And it was so hard to walk. And I couldn't sleep. I was just sleeping and sitting in chairs or cars were the hardest two things to do.
I understand you had some arm and shoulder problems, too.
That came later, but yes, I did. And I have learned from him over the years, you know, these things are happening because of when I'm out of alignment, those nerves that serve those areas are being pinched by the vertebra out of place, and it's just clobbering my nerves.
Dr. Yardley, you want to put that in plain language? She did a real great job. But
she really did. I think her language would probably be better than mine. But, yeah, it's you know, the spine itself, when it starts getting in trouble because you got one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other, things get twisted, and then over time things break down, and now we got a mess. And we have to straighten it out.
Yes, I was in so much pain.
Could you walk for any distance at all, Valita?
You know, it was easier to walk, strangely enough, when I've heard other people with a similar condition say so. Easier to walk uphill. Downhill was killing. But no, I couldn't walk for very long. I mean, I would go to the beach and then be looking for a stick to use as a cane because I just couldn't put enough pressure on it to walk comfortably. I was losing mobility steadily.
So you went to see Dr. Yardley.
And he changed everything.
He changed everything. Well, let's start with the procedure. Was it a highly invasive procedure? Did he put you on
No. Nope. They just do one thing, and it always works. I used to amuse me to say to my friends, my leg hurts, I'm going to go get my neck adjusted. and then I would, and I would come back walking all normal again.
So he literally helped you walk normally. Tell me about what happened to your pain. What was it 100% gone? What did he do?
Well, that's what he did, and over time, the pain subsided. You know, when I'm not out of alignment, once I've healed up from the inflammation, I don't have any pain.
None whatsoever?
Not really, no.
And what has that meant to you in your life? I mean, it's when you live a life of pain, you tend to limit what you do in your life. What has this meant to your life?
Oh, it's given it back to me. It's absolutely given it back to me. At some point, it was so bad that I was wondering how long it would be before I was thinking maybe 2 years and I would end my life. Because that was no life. I mean, when it was first at its worst, I just remembered, I would lie in bed at night in an agony and want to turn over and get off that hip. But I would wait until the pain in my leg was greater than I knew from experience the pain was going to be to turn over. It was that bad.
Boy, to lay in your bed at night and evaluate what would be the least painful position to lay in. That's not any way to live.
No, that's what I decided. I was really thinking I would check myself out. I was just going to do a suicide if it didn't get better because that is you can't live that way.
But it did get better.
Yes, it did. These adjustments have made all the difference. They made the critical. They gave me back my life.
Would you recommend what Dr. Yardley does to another person?
I have had friends I have sent him to take me out to dinner to thank me for Dr. Yardley.
And over the years,
I send people to him every chance I get.
Yeah, and Valita over the years has sent many people in.
And they've all been grateful.
Well, that's an amazing story. I appreciate you making time to come on and chat with us a little bit, Valita. I wish you continued good health.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I will always sing the praises of Dr. Yardley.
Thank you so much, Valita. You take care.
You too.
That is an amazing testimony to what you do, Dr. Yardley.
It is, and thank you to Valita. But she's an amazing woman. I've just always enjoyed my interactions with her.
So maybe you've been listening to this and you're saying, gee, that sounds an awful lot like me. If you have been living with chronic pain or just something that has been bothering you for a long time, maybe you're a candidate for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and the Yardley Institute. You know, it's really easy. You can just give them a call, get yourself set up for an initial appointment. The number is 866-529-1105, 866-529-1105. It might be the most important telephone call you've ever made. Stay right there. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally next on 770 The Truth.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, it's Todd Herman, and it's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Lee Yardley, in my domain.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm not going to try to treat you because I'm not qualified to do that, but it's truly a pleasure to see you outside of the practice. I don't get to do this enough, so it's good to have you here.
That's true. Our interaction has primarily been clinical over the past year or so.
I wanted to chat with you because, you know, I've told countless people about the practice and my experience of being your patient and
yes.
how thankful I am for what you have helped me with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a pretty healthy cat.
Yep.
So I didn't come in, and sometimes I feel bad because I didn't come in hobbled or really, you know, injured by, like, or in a bad situation like fibromyalgia or something. I had joint pain. I had sciatic, as you recall.
Right.
But it's not uncommon, I guess, for you to have people who use the Yardley Institute as a way to stay healthy, right?
That's true. That's true. In fact, there's a significant portion of the people that come into the practice and they'll say something like this: I feel fine. I have no problems. But, you know, I'm getting older and I want to stay that way. And so I'm just exploring possibilities here to see if this can some way contribute to that.
I've seen people, and I went through this, Dr. Yardley, where I gained a bunch of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harder to get that weight off than you think because it builds up over time.
Right.
I mean, a pound a week over 10 years, you're really heavy. Is it the same way with the body and staying healthy that it's just, you know, a death by a thousand paper cuts sort of thing?
Something like that. I mean, with weight, it gets harder as we get older.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a shift in that every 10 years, every decade, a greater percentage of our body is fat and a smaller percentage is muscle.
Mm.
So we have to work to offset that. But it's the same with health. You know, the body doesn't age. Really, the body does not age. What happens is every time a cell reproduces, every cell in your body and my body is in the process of dying, and it's being replaced. And the body has a choice. It can replace it with a strong and healthy cell. It can replace it with a weak and abnormal cell. And clearly, we want it to replace it with strong and healthy cells. One of the keys to that, one of the default settings, if you've got a compromise in your brain-body connection, then your body's default setting is to replace it with weak and abnormal cells.
Mm.
So it's important that we get that fixed. But the other thing that happens is every time a cell dies and is replaced, there is a reproduction of the DNA. So think of it. You've got a beautiful, pristine, original copy, and image, and you make a copy of it. Is the copy as good as the original image? No, it's going to be something less. And then it's going to get copied again and get copied again. And this is what aging actually is. These cells, when they reproduce each other, you find that the DNA is being reproduced, but it's not quite as good as the previous one.
Hmm.
And this is happening over a lifetime, many, many trillions of times.
Hmm.
And so one of the measures of this, totally off subject here, but one of the measures of this is a thing called telomeres. And these are on the DNA, and they get shorter. They start getting shorter as we get older. This is what aging is about.
All right. So you at the practice then, in addition to helping people who do experience pain, I mean, you have people who are in there with you in addition to being at the gym or walking or you know, staying active on bicycles. So it's almost, I mean, I guess it is. It's preventative and keeping your body from getting into that situation where it feels old, where you begin to feel the effects of that, correct?
Right. And as we, you know, I deal with the demographic, which generally ranges from about 40 to about 80. Yeah. And so these are people that are just starting to begin to realize the effects of age on their body. But there's certain things like you find as people get older, the head starts going forward, the shoulders start getting rounded.
Yeah.
So we've introduced, we've been testing this for 5 years, but in the last year and a half, we've introduced technology that we share with patients where we start teaching them, giving them things to do at home, which will actually stop the process of this going on or begin to reverse it. Now, it depends on their age. If I get them in the 50 to 60 age group, we can stop it. You know, if they're 80 plus, well, you know, we can make it better, but yeah, we're not going to offset it completely.
What effect does the modern lifestyle of sitting, like, all day long? Mm-hmm. And I know so many people, and they say that the sin of their life is that they sit all day. They'll go by, like, I wear an exercise watch, other people do. Mm-hmm. Is it as bad as some of the media makes it out to be, sitting all day?
Actually, yes.
Wow.
It's not good. It's not good. And so we have to, you know, I'm always thankful because the work that I do, as you know, I'm up and moving around. But for some, you know, a lot of people, that's not possible. And we understand that. You can try and offset it. You can get stations where you stand. You can sit on balls and things like that. But if that's not possible, what you need to do is do what you're doing. And that is build into your lifestyle a time where you get out and just really, you know, work the body out.
Yeah.
You know, for you, it's CrossFit or a version of CrossFit.
Right.
I know. For me, it's more like super slow and I'm a little older.
Yeah.
And it's important that you find what it is for you, whether it's yoga, whether it's Tai Chi. You know, there are many wonderful things out there. You find out what you have a passion for, what you have love for, and that's what you should be doing.
Yeah, Dr. Yardley, you know, picking up on that, one other aspect of modern life is eating on the run, right?
Yes.
And I've made enormous changes in how I eat. It's been very, very beneficial for me. But I got to imagine fast food, convenience foods, how's that working with people's health?
Oh, wow. Well, we could spend a whole segment on that. But, you know, like, for instance, do you realize that regular bread, bleached bread, is bleached with chlorine? They use chlorine to bleach it. We got chlorine every time we consume anything that's got, you know, bread in it or got wheat in it that's made with wheat. Chlorine is used actually in our water to kill it. It is amazing how much we've got in the food that we eat that's got these poisons inserted in them. So most of what you're going to eat, the fast food, the deep fried foods, even microwave foods are not healthy for you. And so there's a lot that we've built into our society that's convenience-based, fast food-based, which in the end is not beneficial to our health.
Yeah, and so people wonder why I walk around with a blender everywhere I go.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, it's Whole Foods has made an incredible, incredible difference for me.
Yes.
Well, since it's not common that I get to get you in here, let me again thank you for removing the joint pain. And the sciatica. I don't know if you heard this, but I forgot I'd had headaches.
Uh-huh.
I forgot. And it was our mutual friend, Ron Upshaw, who's also a patient of yours from Chiro Radio. So look, find out if my friend, Dr. Lee Yardley, can help you like he helped me. He's done this for thousands of KTTH listeners. It's 866-529-1105. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally on AM 770 KTTH.
Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Dr. Lee Yardley is here. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to Mike. Now, this is not all that unusual an occurrence. I understand he was seeing somebody else before he came to see you.
Correct. And I'm sure they were doing a fine job on him, but his issue was this. He wasn't holding, and he wanted to try something that would hold for longer.
Now, when you say holding, what do you mean?
Not needing a correction for long periods of time. Some people can get relief by being corrected on a regular basis.
Uh-huh. And other people can go longer.
Some approaches allow a person to hold for longer periods of time.
And in your goal is always, as I understand it, to get people to hold as long as possible.
Yeah, 10 years is our record. Better than 10 years.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
10 years would be great.
I would too.
We got to talk to Mike here. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Dr. Yardley is here to chat with you, too.
Hi there, Mike.
Hello, Dr. Yardley. Wonderful to hear your voice.
It's good to talk to you, too.
I love it when patients are thrilled to hear Dr. Yardley. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about your situation. I understand that you you work in construction, and you were sore all over for a long, long time. Tell us all about this.
Well, I've been, for quite a few years, I was told that I either had arthritis or I had fibromyalgia, that I couldn't do the job I was doing, and I started to believe that because in order to get my work boots on in the morning, I couldn't tie my shoelaces. My hands were so sore. I'd either have to weave my shoelaces between my fingers and pull that way, or else wait for about half an hour, 45 minutes as I drove to work before I could tie my boots. Now, my back was so sore that I at times would just come home and lay down on the floor, or even if we were at a party at someone's house, I'd just have to lay down on the floor, and I was tired all the time due to the amount of pain I was in.
That must have been tremendously frustrating.
Oh, it was frustrating for myself and for my wife and for my kids. And after starting to go to Dr. Yardley, I just found out how much it was for my wife and how much she'd been holding back because she was also in the same place in the survival mode, just trying to make things work. That day after my first adjustment, I thought for sure this can't be real. And I went over to my mother's house, who I said, well, I'm going to this guy. And she said, I'll never go to a chiropractor. I don't want anything to do with it. And I walked into her house after my first adjustment, and she said, I want to go see whoever you were at. And that's what was crazy. I didn't tell her I'd been in there, but she had known. Another issue I had was I had never stood up straight. My mother used to always tell me to stand up straight, and Dr. Yardley, through his x-rays, pointed out that my spine was not in a position that would allow me to sit up or stand straight, that it would be physically painful to me. My parents used to tie me to my chair at the dining room table so I'd sit up straight. And my mom, as soon as I walked into her house, standing straight, like she always told me to do, right then she said, I want to go in and see the same guy, because she had some back problems as well.
So tell me about where you are today. How are you feeling today?
I can't even tell you how long I've held my adjustment. I go in every...
Actually, I can. It's about 13 months.
Wow.
13 months. Mm-hmm. So over a year. I was going to say about a year.
And what's your life like now? What is the pain all gone? Tell me about it.
Well, I am in construction, so now what happens is every once in a while I tweak a muscle, I pull a muscle. But with my atlas in line and my nerves being able to focus throughout my whole body and communicate with my brain of how it needs to heal, I get sore every once in a while, but it'll be for a day or two, and my body will know what it needs to do to recover from that sore. I lift heavy stuff. I move things with two guys that are 4,000 pounds with building elevators. So we're moving stuff, heavy stuff, doing construction all the time. I wake up in the morning. Every once in a while, I still use my CPAP machine, depending on how much sleep I'm getting in the night. I never use an inhaler. I don't need an inhaler, and I haven't used one of those since probably the fifth or sixth month I went to Dr. Yardley's. And beforehand, I had two different inhalers. One of them was $365 a month that the cost was of the one inhaler. And ever since that fourth month, I haven't used those at all.
And tell me about your overall back and chest pain. How is that?
My back pain is great. Every once in a while now when I get sore, I look at my wife and I ask her, how could I ever live this way? And her response to me is, we didn't. We coped. But and then it's only a day or two from normal construction wear and tear, and then I feel better. I can't understand how I ever lived with all the different pains and everything other than it was just survival. I walk upright. I feel great. I wake up in the morning. I can put my boots on. I can tie my boots right away when I wake up, which is just a huge blessing in itself. I was able to change the way my whole family works together and lives. In fact, he also helped my daughter, who had a lazy eye, and a child optometrist, after working with my daughter for 8 months, said she needed eye surgery, and a child optologist that we worked with for another 8 months because I didn't want to cut into my daughter's retina, said she needed surgery too, and now her eye holds position when her alignment's in with her atlas. So he's helped my family in many more ways, and we're very grateful for the practice he has.
Michael, thank you for making the time to chat with us. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dr. Yardley, we've talked to a lot of people, but that is certainly among the most dramatic stories I've ever heard and the biggest change I've ever heard from somebody.
Very unique, but it made a profound change in Mike's life.
Yeah, impact on his entire family.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you've been listening to this and you're going, gosh, I wonder if that would work for me. Well, you know, why not find out? Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. It's relatively easy. Call now at 866-529-1105. 866-529-1105. 866-529-1105. Call and find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives, Naturally, next on AM 770, The Truth.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Saturday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.